Good morning, brethren. It's the day the Lord has made. What are we supposed to do? Rejoice and be glad in it. And that's what you're going to do today. I thought we'll start our testimony with a reading, rereading of the manna. I know you heard the manna today, but it's always good to start with a scripture. I'm looking for my glasses again. I only have glasses for reading, so I'm always lulled into not wearing them until I need them. Then I start to read and I can't see. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. No, that is not today. I know it's not today because it's my daughter's birthday today. And Psalm 91:10 is a scripture for her birthday. The manna text for today, September 6, is, "There shall no evil befall thee. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. Things may interfere with us. Nothing by any means shall hurt us, the comment says. Things may interfere with our fleshly interest or comfort or course of affairs. But when we remember that we are not in the flesh but in the spirit, that it is our new creature that the Lord has promised us, the kingdom in his due time, we can realize that no outside influence can interfere with our real interests, our spiritual interest, nor hinder our attaining to the glories of the kingdom which the Lord has promised to his faithful ones. Only our loss of confidence in the Lord and our unfaithfulness to him could separate us from his love and his promise. There shall no evil befall thee." So we, brethren, are blessed because we have behind us, around us, with us, the most enduring power in the universe, in the Heavenly Father. And so we have many reasons to be thankful. The spirit of today that I'm hoping you take with you is part of our theme text, the part that says, "Rejoice in hope." We all have this grand hope of the kingdom, and our hope is that you'll be able to share with us what the Lord has done for you, what evidence of the Lord's faithfulness you have to share, and what opportunities for your fellowship, our fellowship, to join in prayers, also join in praising God on your behalf. With that, we will have Brother Keith with a mic. And I expect everybody, because I'm going to ask by show of hands, how many of you, that's all right, because I need you to show your hands too. By show of hands, how many of you feel the Lord has blessed you? Okay, so everybody's got something to say, right? Good. So Brother Keith is here to make sure that we can hear you. He has a mic, so please raise your hands when you're ready. And if you will also think of the highlights of the convention that you might want to share. I think the first is Brother Walter. And please state your name and your ecclesia.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Walter Onyszko. I'm from Everett, Washington. I explain why I'd like to be first. Because
why?
I'm first time here. I give you a little bit of geography, which is better known for you than for me. We travel with my wife many times to Vancouver, BC. We travel with Niemczyk's family to Chilliwack. And I saw in front of me the city Hope. So I got the hope that sometimes we will be in Hope. But now we are in Calgary, way, way away from Hope. Way away from Hope. When, brother, you mentioned about the patience, We didn't develop patience with my wife during traveling because on the back seat was nobody. You know those little ones. Are we there yet? No, just two of us. Two of us and God above. And if I would be bus driver, I would take on a bus trip those who reject restitution and raising from grave. They may say there's no room on planet Earth. There's a lot of room in province of Alberta. And we didn't explore whole Alberta, just a little portion of it. So with the hope, I have the hope that we will explore more, if God permits, and I will ask you for blessings and prayer for our behalf, if we will be able to go next time, maybe even farther. Who knows? God knows. Thank you.
Thank you. You've found a way to give thanks in everything. The scriptures in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. There's a hand over here. Actually, two hands.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to share a little bit. As I was getting ready to come here, I always bring a little scribbler so that I can write down the things that I find most touching to me in everyone's talk. So this scribbler I grabbed from my old ones. And as it turned out, there was only one other convention in this scribbler, and it is from Red Deer 2006. So I went back, I had the privilege of going back through and over these notes and what the talks were. And I just want to, we had Brother Frank Nemish, we had Brother Paul Cooper, Adam Seawalk, Bruce Clark, Mike Balco. These were such good elders for me, for my growth in the truth, in coming forward. And how, and did I mention Brother Frank Nemish? Yes. And how it has changed. This is 20 years ago. And how the faces have changed, and I look at myself. I was there 20 years ago, but my face is not the young face that sat and listened. But my ears still enjoy the truths that are being brought forward now. And I am thankful for those who came before, as you said, Brother Comey, those who came before us. I am thankful for those who are here now and any who are to follow. It has been so wonderful. But I look at the theme of today, and I would just like to, read the end, the last thing that was said at that convention 20 years ago. And it says here, every day, ask yourself, how have I dressed for the Lord? We adorn ourselves with the fruits of the Spirit, love, mercy, kindness, long-suffering, humility, etc. And what I found was that last phrase from 20 years ago flowed so perfectly into all the discussions that we have had today. The truth is the same yesterday. It's the same today. It'll be the same tomorrow. And I thank you all for being here, all those who have joined online. I am so blessed to call you friends, to call you brethren. And thank you so much. You are in my prayers daily. and the Lord has blessed me every day, and for which I am thankful, and God bless, God be praised. Thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you.
I'm Sister Karen Earl from the Washington, D.C. class. I'm really happy to be here. I went to the general convention, and I spend time with the brethren in the western part of the United States a lot because it had been 7 years since the general convention had been in the West Coast. And I was, I really missed seeing those brethren. And I spent a lot of time with the Alberta brethren. In fact, I remember one time where everyone at my table could speak Romanian, and I do know a little, or have learned a little myself, but it was speaking Romanian. It was like, wowee. But that was wonderful. But my main thing is because it's this, I made the decision to come after that convention, and this is not typical of me. I am a long-range planner, not a short-range planner, but I made several trips in a short range, mainly because I didn't go to the international. So I went to England last month. I had been there 7 years to celebrate my 50th anniversary, and I wanted to renew my friendships, and I wanted to come back to Canada because it's been 39 years since I've been to Canada, and I have very good memories of that, and it's been wonderful to renew friendships from them and see brethren I hadn't seen in 39 years. I really felt that that the Lord has been leading this period of time of a few months of making such a quick decision on this, and then the next trip I'm going to make at the end of the month in Phoenix and L.A. And he must have something special in mind, and so I'm looking for that, and I may not know it and know all it in detail until I look over the peer thing, but since it's not typical of me to make such a decision. I also plan, if the Lord wills, to go to Saskatchewan next year. I have appreciated all the talks. They've been very deep and really apply to the character, which has been a great blessing. I've taken a copious note, which I'll review, and I hope that it will those thoughts will not only affect my mind but also affect my behavior and my way of life, and hopefully that, and I'll be able to share it with others, and all the blessings of this convention. But it's been a real thrill to me to renew friendships, to meet new brethren. And to be on the west coast of the United States and Canada. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, both sisters have just expressed the richness of fellowship, and I really appreciate both of your testimonies. A scripture that comes to mind is Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. Says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." I really appreciate those sentiments of the sweetness of fellowship and our gathering together. Thank you. Sister Catherine.
Yeah. Hello. I'm Catherine Freer from Sacramento, and my husband, Jonathan. We're very glad to be here. We love Canada. We say we are kind of like pseudo-Canadians because we love all the Canadians. They're all wonderful. And I think I've been to this convention 3 times and a couple other conventions in Canada too. But my main reason for standing up is, unfortunately, I had some sad news that I wanted to share so that some brother know, but now it's out there. It was private for a couple months, or a month, I guess. We have a dear sister in our class, Sylvia Shugla. She's a Kaush. And she is married with three boys that were at General, if you saw them. If you heard Joshua, he talked the whole time. He was seven. She has an almost 14-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy. Our class found out a month ago that her husband was very, very ill. He was in the hospital for 17 days. He has pancreatic cancer, stage 4. It's in his lungs and in his liver, and maybe somewhere else, I'm not sure. So, and he's 48 years old, and Sylvia is 38. And so they're the youngest in our, one of the youngest in our class. And, so it just hit us all very hard. Of course, we all know that everything is in the Lord's hands, and he knows all about it. But they really could use your prayers. And at first, he didn't want anyone to know, and so we weren't telling very many people. And Sylvia would text back and forth to me every couple of days, and then I would share it with some of the members in our class. But it wasn't something that he didn't want to broadcast. But she's told me now that we can talk. He's in the hospital again. Came home for a couple of days. He can't control the pain. It's so incredible. So he's back in the hospital. He's hoping to start chemotherapy on Tuesday. I think that's the 8th. And but they have to get the pain under control. So he has where he can shoot himself up with pain controls now. Anyway, Sylvia is used to handling pretty much everything on her own because her husband is a long-haul truck driver. And she's a nurse at a school, but she's got three boys. And you know what it's like at that age. And so she did ask for your prayers. And if anybody wants her address or text, I can give it to you. If you'd like to send a little note or something, I think she would appreciate it. And I think he would too, but she would definitely appreciate it. So just, that was my main reason. I've loved the discourses so far. They've been wonderful. The last one, David, was, I really enjoyed that. And I really like poetry, so. I enjoyed that you brought that song. I did not know that 5 was a song, you know, or a poem, or a song, I guess. So I really did enjoy that. And I didn't prepare a scripture to share with you, but I just want to thank the Alberta Brethren for everything you've done to make this such an incredibly nice convention. And I don't want it to end. But anyway, thank you. And it's been a real joy to meet some of you and see some of you again. So. And that's it. But so pray for the Shugla family and also for the Sacramento class, because we're trying to support them however we see fit, too.
Thank you, Sister Catherine, for sharing that. The effectual prayers of the saints availeth much, we're told, and we want to keep the family in prayer. We know that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because we're comforted by the Heavenly Father's comfort, but they do require our prayers. Brother.
Let me get up here.
There you go.
Well, I have to lift my voice in praise. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Lift up, yeah.
I have to lift my voice in praise, Heavenly Father, for him allowing Sister Catherine and I to be here. And we planned on being here a long time, communicating with Bill and Janice Neumeyer, and sharing a lot of fellowship with them. They now participate in our class on Wednesday nights, which is a real blessing for us. Pardon? And Sunday. I get my wife here to correct me. Anyway, it's a real blessing to be here. I think the first time I came to Canada was in 2004. So I appreciate your sharing that note from 2006. It's probably about that time that I was the first time that Byron and I made a trip up here. And that would have been the first time I would have met you out in your forest, your home in the forest.
John, hold the mic.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, it's a real blessing to be here. The talks have been tremendous. I've really enjoyed them all. I've especially enjoyed the fellowship, getting to renew some acquaintances with many of you that I haven't seen in a long time. And to establish new acquaintances with some of you. It's a blessing to be with our brother Comey. I think that Comey and Catherine and I and Bill and Janice are the representatives of the Sacramento Brethren at this convention. I do want to express a prayer on behalf of my sister, Bama. I'm not sure if she's on Zoom, but she symbolized her consecration about 5 or 6 years ago in Moscow at that convention. And I remember years and years ago, I witnessed to her, and that didn't go well. For probably 4 or 5 years, she and I didn't talk, because that time I was very, very zealous, and I probably was trying to cram it down her throat. But over time, she came to me and started asking some questions, and it appealed to her, and she's been embracing the truth now for about 7 years, and it's a real blessing for me to have a sister in the truth. Again, it's so good to be with so many of you, to have fellowship with so many of you, to renew acquaintance with so many of you. And I really look forward to the kingdom. We'll all be in that heavenly relationship with our Heavenly Father and sharing with the world of mankind the things that we know and can we'll be showing them and teaching them up the, helping them along the, up the narrow way. What a blessing that will be. So I ask you an interest in Heavenly Father's prayers on all your behalf. I pray that he watch over you, keep you in his care and keeping, and to continue watching over us and blessing us. It's a tremendous blessing to be here, and I am so thankful for my fellowship and love that you all have towards us. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother John.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Sister Susan.
Hello, I'm Sister Susan Carter, and I live in Vernon, B.C., but I meet with the Vancouver Ecclesia. And I have been so privileged to be able to get to know them over the last year or so much better, being able to go down to their conventions, special meetings, and do feel like I'm, you know, one of the class, and I really appreciate it. Also, I've had the privilege of traveling to Winnipeg twice, and I'm going down again in a couple of weeks. And the pleasure of staying with David and Jean and get to know them. And I've also met so many more people in Winnipeg that I didn't know about. And I feel like I have a whole family now in Winnipeg, and people look at me like, why would you want to go to Winnipeg? You know, like, aren't there better things to do? It also feels like home. So thank you to the Winnipeg class. I really appreciate it. And Comey gave me this hold a date for the Sacramento convention that I used to attend regularly. I probably was there, well, in the 90s. I used to go every year. And I think I'm going to go. Because, you know, I have the bug now, and I have the dates, and I'm sure it'll be a real blessing. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Susan. I was being modest. I didn't want to do the commercial yet. But since you opened the door, yes, by the grace of God, we're looking to see all of you in Sacramento in February of 2027 for our 71st annual convention, 71st annual convention, and I haven't been to all 71 of them, so, but we're looking forward to seeing you all, and we have some really wonderful elder servant, and we're hoping that you can join us in Sacramento. It's around the President's Day weekend in the U.S. Thank you, Sister Susan. Who will be next? Yes, please.
Brother Comey and dear brethren, Sister Becky Miller from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. And I first of all have some love to bring. I bring the love of Jason Boychuk from Winnipeg. He just messaged me and wanted he asked if I would testify and give love, and I said, yeah, okay, I can do that. And then from my brother Tim Yasinchuk in Prince Albert, and he passed his love. He's not feeling good this weekend. And when I last spoke to him last night, he was contemplating going to the hospital, but I'm not sure if he did, because hopefully he's just resting. And also, I wanted to pass the love of my mom, because I know she would have wanted it to be passed. She is in a nursing home, and she does have dementia, but she is still very bright and very happy to see and hear the brethren. I often will go in there when I have a meeting, or if I'm on convention online, so that she can listen to the hymns and singing, etc. I'm very thankful to be here. It's nice to be able to get out more to some of the conventions and stuff now that I'm kind of sort of semi-retired, kind of sort of, because yeah, it's hard to get away from hard to get away regardless from my job, even though I am retired from it. I know that sounds odd, but it's true. And I like to bring my little girl and my little Natea and my granddaughter as much as possible, just to kind of expose her more to the truth and to the brethren. I know when I was a child and I sat in the meetings, I always had one ear open no matter what I was doing. And I know she is too, and I'm hoping that it helps, just like I did with my boys, to have her love and appreciate the brethren and God more and more. I actually have a poem, and it's not despite Brother David, of course. It's just because it reminds me of the theme text in Romans 12:11, and I just wanted to read it in closing. And it is Psalms 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise, or make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter onto his gates with thanksgiving, and onto his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And I would also like to mention that my dad would be so pleased and happy to see this convention today. He advocated to continue, no matter how big or how small you think your gathering may be, that the brethren be together. And when he lived in Edmonton, he tried really hard, despite some of his physical ailments, to make sure that he always tried to make it to this convention. And he would often make sure that I was able to come with it, even though I was very busy with small children. I remember one year he even brought the motor home just so that me and the boys who were little to Red Deer, so that we would have a place to be, so that I could attend this convention, because I hadn't planned for it. And he said, "Oh, don't worry, you don't need a hotel room. I'll bring the motor home, and you guys stay in there." And we did. So it makes my heart feel very good for the brethren here. And I'm very happy that they have continued, and in patience and in thanksgiving, because look how the Lord has blessed. He always, you know, patience and thanksgiving, that's all you need. And the Lord will bless. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Becky, for the loads of love that you brought, but also for that effusive reflection of our fellowship and our coming together. I really appreciate you. You know, at some point during this, I would have read Psalm 100. So I appreciate you reading that, because it's one of my favorite psalms. And now you called it, it's a poem of thanksgiving. I'm like Brother David, I have no use for poetry. Not because it's bad, but I don't grasp it. But now that you call Psalm 100 a poem, I'm beginning to love poems. So... Thank you so much for that. Who will be next? There's a redo over here. Hang on. The mic's coming. Folks online can't hear you.
I was remiss in bringing you the love of some of your brethren from Condora and Yorkton, especially Brian and Connie Jakubowski and their family, and Andy Oystrick and his family. They asked me to bring their love to the convention. They miss all of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Who will be next? We have a lot of time. Everybody's been blessed. You all raised your hand and said you were blessed. I think Brother Joe back there. Okay.
Thank you, Brother Comey. Brother Joe Chirac from Winnipeg area, Canada. Glad to be here. Very grateful to be here, given a bit of a health concern recently, but glad to see that it's passing by. Praise God. I wanted to express my great gratitude to the Heavenly Father. For one thing, I was recently apprised of the fact that there came out a new King James Version Bible, and it's called the Divine Name King James Version. And I was greatly pleased because we all know the name of God. Brother David mentioned it from the ancient Hebrew as Yahweh. It's an acceptable form. And the popular form in the English language, of course, is Jehovah. We all know that. But you can't help but think about some of the damage that the old King James Version did with respect to omitting all those names. 7,000. But the new Divine Name translation has corrected all of that. It's wonderful. They still retain the archaic English language, which is all right. I mean, some brethren love that. But if you happen to be Romanian or German or otherwise, that's not going to make a big deal of difference. But I wanted to cite that. And also, they did correct the one word that got inserted by translators or scholars that should never have been there. And that was, of course, the word Easter in the place of Passover. And that did a lot of damage because typically at this, you know, that time of the year when we are celebrating the memorial, I've had men come to me at work and say, Happy Easter. And, you know, I appreciate their sentiments. However, that name actually is a derivative from an ancient Greek goddess, a pagan goddess. It's strange, you know, that how some of these things got done in the early days is just beyond me, but we do know Satan has his agents. And he has his influence. And so I'm so grateful to the Heavenly Father for that correction. I just wanted to read Psalm 145, and you may have been extracting some verses from this, Brother Comey. I really appreciate how you're encouraging the brethren as we're going along. Psalm 145, I will exalt you, O my God, the King, and I will bless your name to time indefinite, even forever. All day long I will bless you. I'll praise your name to time indefinite, even forever. Now he's getting at the name. Jehovah is great and very much to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Generation after generation will commend your works, and about your mighty acts they will tell. The glorious splendor of your dignity and the matters of your wonderful works, I will make my concern. That's us. And they will talk about the strength of your own fear-inspiring things. And as for your greatness, I will declare it. With a mention of the abundance of your goodness, they will bubble over. And because of your righteousness, they cry out joyfully. Jehovah is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. Jehovah is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. And I'll end there because there's still a good portion of that chapter I happened to open up today. I wasn't intending to speak. I was actually intending to have some rest, but I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm grateful to God that you allowed me to have that opportunity, Brother Kobe. Blessings to you all in the name of Jehovah, our Heavenly Father.
Thank you so much, Brother Joe. I appreciate that. You know, you touched on the eighth verse of Psalm 145. I had heard it somewhere, and I don't mind repeating it. It's not an original idea. That is the refrain of the Bible, that the Lord Jehovah is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in love and kindness. And we observe that that was exactly what Jonah had to say of God in Jonah 4. That he is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in love and kindness. So it's a refrain of the Bible. So I appreciate you bringing that out. Brother John.
Thank you, Brother Comey. And just wanted to share some thoughts of greetings and some thankfulness. First of all, greetings from Brother Kent and Sister Christy Humphreys from Phoenix. I'll try that again. Some thoughts of thankfulness, as well as sharing some greetings from Brother Kent and Sister Christy Humphreys from Phoenix. They have really appreciated being online and participating in the convention. Also, Brother Tim and Sister Sarah Malinowski, who are at the youth seminar in Grand Rapids, and they wanted to share their thankfulness, and unfortunately they couldn't be here, for they had other duties at the seminar. But really, I'm very thankful for many, many parts of this convention. First, to the Heavenly Father for helping us organize this convention. You know, it's always good to say that, but this was really true in our case. There was some real guidance in overruling, right from selecting the hotel to the caterer. These are minor things, but it was just amazing how things came together. And we're very grateful. We won't bore everybody with it, but it was quite a process, and ultimately when we relied on God, it seemed to come together very well. Very thankful for the brethren for attending. There's some that are not feeling as well. Some are getting older. There's people from across the country. And it's really just very special for you to come and share with us. Thank the elders, the serving elders. Such a complimentary cast here, with some diverse, thought-provoking discourses, relevant, practical to us, for our spiritual lives, for daily living, and just really brought it nicely together with the panel yesterday. So we're very, very grateful for the serving elders. I want to thank the organizing committee here, Bill, Janice, Anna, Dan, Amelia. I know they don't want to be singled out. Jason, Ryan, Patsy, who helped guide us with some of our organizing. You know, it's really a group effort. I know nobody wants to be singled out, but I hope I caught everybody very, very nice and appreciative. So just very, very grateful to all, particularly the Heavenly Father, for bringing this together. Truly blessed and very thankful overall.
Thank you, Brother John. And I think we all want to appreciate all who had a hand in setting this convention up. We know all praise goes to the Heavenly Father, but I think it's also important to thank the brethren that put themselves out to have us all here and have such wonderful fellowship the last 2 days. The Apostle James said in 1 James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. And we know that is also a reflection of this convention. Thank you, Brother John. Who would be next? Sister Donna.
Hi, I'm Sister Donna Nodge from the Saskatoon, Saskatchewan Ecclesia, and I too would like to raise my voice before the Heavenly Father in thankfulness for the opportunity to come here and rejoice with each one of you and learn more and fellowship, and just really appreciate the talks that were and all the organization. Thank you so much for doing this. It's a lovely facility and very easy to stay in and then just come to conventions. Very nice. And I bring my love for my husband, Jerry, who's homesick and he wasn't able to leave and he was very disappointed and he sends love to each and every one of you and he really, really has been watching the convention online and the Lord's will be done, but he's really missing you guys. So I'm thanking Brother Bill for taking his responsibility as well. I also want to bring love for my sister, Connie Deuce, who would love to be here. She just had two things happening at the same time. Her husband has meetings on the World Forestry Council, and so they had committed themselves to go to Finland last year. So that's just where she went. So she was seriously missing. When we miss a Canadian convention, there's few of them. So actually, you don't want to miss a convention. So anyway, and I really appreciate from one of the things I would just like to leave with you is the from John, and I don't remember. It's one of the senior gifts that we have to experience as we get older is that blankness when you're trying to think of something. But anyway, I really, really appreciated when I was reading through John, where Jesus said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And I think that's really, really so meaningful because it should affect everything we say and do in terms of with our brethren. And we should very seriously realize that our treatment of one another, especially when there are issues that come up in classes, is really reflective of the Heavenly Father. And if we say we're following the Lord and following what's in the Scriptures because we are students of the Bible, then our preferences and our particulars that we might find from someone else, possibly and not in agreement with what we think. I think that where the Scripture says, you know, you should, what's the word? Unless it's something that is critical in doctrine, and even so, we still have to talk it out and not hold grudges. It's so important that we reflect that character that brings glory and honor to the Lord. And so I really appreciate that text. That's the one I would like to leave with you, John 13:35. And thank you to all the serving elders. Just really appreciate the work that goes into the life of an elder now because everything's online. So, yeah, it's a big load, but also all of those who serve. There's many who serve that are never seen, as the brother was talking about earlier. And so to each one of you, just a joy to see you and to hopefully remember and take this home with me for the next little while to the next convention. I ask an interest in your prayers. The Lord has shown so many providences in our lives. That if you just look for them, they're there. So many wonderful providences, and I'm so grateful for them. So I just wanted to mention that you have to look for them. And actually, somebody had a really good idea, which is to write them down. And I got the book, which Ryan told me about years ago, is having a book of blessings. But I do neglect to write them down all the time. So I ask an interest in your prayers on that behalf to be more diligent with keeping track. Because I have, I'm getting older, my memory's not what it needs to, or what it was. But by the grace of God, we get through every day. I love you, brethren.
Thank you so much for that testimony. We appreciate, I really appreciate the scripture. You know, we exemplify our Lord by loving each other. And I think we heard yesterday the scripture quoted, that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And so our fellowship is so important. I appreciate that. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's from Psalm 34, verse 1. Sister Sue.
Hi, I'm Sister Sue Seawalk from Prince Albert, and I need to bring the love of Ben, his sister Karen, and of course Sister Helen. Very blessed to be here. Didn't think I was going to make it. Asked Emily if she could please come and help Dad so I could come here, and she quickly answered, of course I'll be there. And I texted Sister Amelia right away. I said, you got a space? I just need a piece of the basement. And she quickly, yes, of course you have a bed. So very blessed to be here and that Sarah was able to come with me. We've had many blessings on the farm right now because Sister Helen had her surgery August 11th. So Sister Ruth and Sister Lucy were there. We got to visit with them for a week. And then Auntie Winnie came out for a week, so we got to see her. And now we have Karen home for about 3 weeks. So it's just been like a revolving door of loveliness. Yeah, so very, very blessed lately. Ben wished he could have been here, but of course with farming, when the weather is working, you go. So we do ask an interest in your prayers. Sister Helen is doing very well with her surgery. She's doing her exercises. She's walking very well already, and it's amazing to me how quickly she's healing. So that's been a real blessing in our lives. So thank you, brethren.
Thank you so much, Sister Sue. We have love from folks online. We have Dana Bree, Sister Donna Burke, and Sister Laurie Flynn. Thank you, sisters, for those messages of love. There's a hand up here.
I am Sister Rita Chartier from Winnipeg Class. Very happy I could make this convention, and it was thanks to Brother Bill Neumeier, actually, who encouraged me. He said, I called him to see how he was doing, and so we had a nice talk, and then he said to me, you come in a convention? And I said, well, I'm not really sure. I don't know. And he said, well, you know, Sister Patsy's looking for a roommate. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. He said, I encourage you to phone her. So I did. And then I said, okay, I'm going to try this. I tried to fly to Edmonton, but it didn't work out. So then we met here, and she's been such a wonderful roommate and very sacrificing. And she is very good at and quick at figuring out, okay, they're going to need this. So I happened to get to the airport. I bumped into Sherry. And I bumped into Sister Ann, and then Patsy had arranged for a shuttle for all of us to come, and then we went and picked up Sister Karen, and it all worked out really well. So we were all happy about that. I very much appreciate the text, the theme text, and thanks to the discussions we've had in our class and to Brother David, who has led us through Romans 1 all the way to 12, and we're going to be studying 13. So these discussions are very familiar. And one of the scriptures in Romans 12 that I really appreciated, and more so than ever because when I read it from the New Living Translation, I thought it was really eye-opening. And it said in verse 12:7, if your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So I just thought this is so encompassing of our walk and how we are to not... And I want to say that the water in our suite is lukewarm. I was thinking about, well, we're not to be lukewarm, so I'm going to find out if we can have hot water. We don't want to be cold, and we don't want to be lukewarm. Anyhow, so I just appreciate all the blessings of being able to come here and to be amongst the brethren and to have some wonderful fellowship. And Sister Sue had mentioned that a couple of sisters from our class ended up going to be with Sister Helen. And it seems like as soon as they got back to Winnipeg, the two sisters, one of the sisters, Sister Ruth Gowerluck, she immediately, it was like she had hit the ground running because they had come back early because her daughter's father-in-law passed away relatively suddenly. And so she had to be an assistance to her daughter's married family there. And it's not been easy. And there's other, and the brethren in Winnipeg, Pastor Love. And there's some, we're a small class now, and there's a lot of health issues, you know, of various kinds amongst the brethren there. So, and we really appreciate all those who join our meetings, you know, from England to Armenia to all around the globe and Saskatchewan and Alberta and so on. But Lord bless you all, love you, and thank you for all your love and for being zealous and to keep your spiritual hopes up. Thank you.
Thank you. So I have a testimony. I'm looking at the time, and it's running out. You know, Brother John, I ran into him in Orlando in October last year. And he said, will you come to Alberta for a convention? I said, yeah. Now, he thought he convinced me. I was already planning to come if there was a convention. Because I was here last year. And I so enjoyed it. It wasn't right here, but I was here last year. I so enjoyed it. So here we are. I wasn't really planning to serve. It wasn't about that. It was so much fun to be here and such a wonderful new fellowship for me to be here last year. So I'm here this year. So it's a real tremendous privilege to be here. But this convention, the highlight of this convention for me, is Sister Sherry. In 1983, she was in Nigeria. I met her for the first time. I hadn't seen her since then until last night. Here, since 1983. And I remember picking her up and the brethren up at the airport, bringing them to the convention in Ibadan, Nigeria. And I was like, oh, there are young people in this movement. This is good. It was an example that she was for me, that there are young folks that could be part of the truth. And I've always thought about her and wondered what she was doing and where she was. And I didn't get to see her until last night. So it's more than just a privilege to be here. It's such a tremendous blessing to be here and to see her. And she, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to stop because I just want to thank the Heavenly Father for that wonderful experience of meeting her again since 1983. I can't even count how many years that was. 43 years. Anyhow. I was young. I just graduated college then. Anyhow, so that's my testimony. Oh, I didn't expect that to happen. Who would be next? We have one more testimony and then we have to close. Sister Ann over here.
I'm Sister Ann Michaleka from, I'm from Melfort, Saskatchewan. And I'm happy to meet you, brother, also. And I'm thankful to Sherry because there was a few times when I got ready to come here, I canceled out because I wasn't feeling well. But then, because of Sherry, oh, you can come. You'll feel better. So that's what happened. I started all over again. And I'm very thankful for meeting more new brethren, and meeting the old too that I knew, and the new ones, of course. I'm very thankful to my Heavenly Father, and when I was leaving, I phoned my brother Morris Boychuk, and he said, make sure that you send my love and take my love to the friends at the convention. And that was Morris. He doesn't go anywhere because of his knees. He can't walk very well. But he comes to the conventions and so on. And I'm thankful of receiving many blessings from many brethren here and learning a lot from the platform. I thank the Lord for all the things. He's always been good. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Sister Ann. I want to thank you all, brethren, for all of your testimonies and for those online who are also joining us and testifying. I close with this favorite Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the Mount Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. And the Lord add his blessings.